We are meditating for this this new movement for equality and justice and freedom.
Yes. And that, that's and that good. That's a good answer.
Thank you, Father.
You answered your own question. Meditations are important. The synchronicity law, you should look that word up. When you synchronize, and I am an energy field center, it's a fact that you can meditate on me and get health. If you're not getting that health, and I was glad your question showed a nobler cause than health. If you're meditating just for your own health, though it will work for you, and you'll get results, it's a lesser plane. Best thing is to not concern yourself with that. We propagate our candles to synchronize meditations for protection for the total group, for the leadership, for the movement. And we propagate the candles and pictures to raise funds for the cause. And they're very essential to have a visual contact, because what you visualize, you will tend to materialize. However, you can make a mental and spiritual contact without any contact with any physical item, with me. And if it works for you, no one could deny it. No one could take it from you, because once it's worked for you, you know what I'm talking about. Thank you. That's the last. No, one brother there. I see. Still standing.
Father, are the City Council of Los Angeles is going to put fluorine in the water. Is that going to be a forerunner of bad, a worse of things to come?
I wouldn't say that chlorine is, other than that they may be wanting to kill off everybody a little bit. That's what they did before they found out how to kill off people more specifically. There is question about fluoridation in the water, that it does great damage to humans. And at first they didn't care who they killed. After all, the rich can afford mineral spring water, you know, and get it. Many people in Los Angeles buy water, even moderately well-to-do. But now they've found a more specific way of extermination, and they will use that. And I'm sure they'll not be trying to kill us through a general chemical that would apply to all races equally. I don't know when they're going to do it. I'm sure they will do it. And no doubt, as you say, it could be a forerunner. Is that the last question?
Brave as we are to name what they are. And there's no point in belaboring this kind of thing and then perhaps bring a severance between people. But people get nervous. That's why the country is in dangerous shape. That's why we have a plan. Peace. That's why we have a plan. Peace. I don't want any clapping now. We have a plan called Operation Hope. Because indeed, you see, most people are willing to talk in these glittering generalities. Now, there's no use to talk about having a situation where there will be no experimentation on human bodies until you take the power out of the rich class. Now, no clapping. There is no need to talk. We are being foolish. That's why I said we are horse-assing around when we discuss this problem apart from an ideological point of view. Now, as he said, if you give the people, the kind of government that they want. Well, what was he saying? If the people had the facts, what would they choose? Socialism, of course. When the people recognized that the conditions as they are, if the people of America knew what was happening, if the press wasn't under the control of the rich capitalists, one newspaper in every town under the control of the dominant class. If the people knew the facts, that the reason they don't have free medicine, the reason they don't have good schools, the reason they don't have freedom from war and poverty is because the capitalists hold on to riches like J. Paul Getty, $14,400,000 a day he makes on interest of his money alone. Now, if they knew those facts, anybody, even chimpanzees, would choose socialism. Anybody would. It's only logical. So the question, you see, he wants to be safe and say, let the people have the government that they want. Well, of course, that's what we say. But who did he model? He wasn't able to answer me. I said, where is good medicine known? He grinned. It's only known in socialist countries. Good medicine, the mortality rate amongst babies has only been corrected in socialist countries. Life expectancy has been increased only in socialist countries. Capitalist countries, the life expectancy is still very low, and infant mortality is very high. And the prominence, I would have liked to got on further. Now, for instance, in China, no one, according to your newspapers, no one has to lock a hotel door. No one has to lock an automobile door. No one has to lock up a locker in a school. No one has been known to steal anything off of anyone so long in Peiping hotels that every hotel room is open and free so people can come in and out of the Peiping hotels. They can come in and out of all the places of public use. Anyone can touch freely the relics of the museums. They can go up and look at priceless jewels, and not one of them is stolen.